Dorian, Peo is having his conversations with God, old man, walking back and forth in his apartment. And, well, you know, and he's almost whispering because you can't just walk back and forth in your apartment talking to God, can you? And he's like talking to God here, asking. And, but you know, I've been talking to you since that day when I was 22. When I let you into my life, God. And turn to you for guidance, which I have gotten since then, and we are now just better and better friends, so why should I not talk to you now all the time? Then either he could think, or we could just slip into a little other thing here. A little glimpse into Cow Island, actually. Having God as your friend. Big, old, king of it all, power, top power God, as a friend. Who do you think you are? Now this is like a little ad or something coming in there, or information from the some the thought correction agency or whatever it's called. And then we see Pia's face coming in into all this, and he's saying, but you know, in the old scriptures of wisdom from the East, we learn about bhakti. To not just fear God. As a top power guy. But to love God. Who also has a private life behind the, apart from the throne of heaven. A and simple loving play with his friends, not his, with friends. This simple pastoral land of the Cow Island. And the bureaucrat who slipped in there says, okay, but that's just old Eastern superstition. Well, then you choose your relationship to God, Pia says, and I'll choose mine. And yes, I realized that the God I prayed to, and I didn't pray, I spoke to back then in my early 20s, of course, the omniscient and omnipotent one. It's also, I realized as the years went by, my very best friend. And that may sound like a nice expression, but I tell you a story. Professor so-and-so from Germany went to India to find out who is God, according to the Indian mythology, of course. Because there are so many gods in India, right? So he looked at Shiva, he looked at Brahma, he looked at Indra, he checked them all out. And he looked at Vishnu, and he saw they all have weapons. Or some tool to perform a work, a duty. Except one, Krishna. who has a flute in hand and is playing and dancing. Having fun with his friends. Now, we have the scholar here thinking, close up. Now, if I was God, yes, of course, that's what I would do. But others, my representatives, sit on the thrones and do all that heavy work of managing the entire existence. I want to have fun with my friends. Because love is all you need. And he's sitting here, Krishna, together with Radharani at her side. And then Krishna is saying, and here is that love. And I am simply her boyfriend. So here we got smack in just a couple of frames. The entire, essence of the Vaishnava Siddhanta. Thank you, God. Says Mr. P. You're there, and the chapter can be ended. I mean, we could put this at the end of the first chapter, why not? Just I was looking for something like that. Let's see if it fits in. There are some pages left.